It is time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. Yes, we have one. She joins us weekly. She is in Switzerland, close to Zurich, I believe, because I'm going to keep saying this until you start moving around again, because it was so long that I never knew where you were. So, hi, how are you?
Very well. Thank you, Jill. Yes, I think everybody is... We'll be happy to be moving around a little bit more than at the moment. But for now, from Switzerland, some news from France. And if we have time, a little update on the traveling conditions for the summer between the US and Europe. So I wanted to begin with France because... this is something that happened actually already in April, but I thought it was worth mentioning because it's an unusual event. And I'm talking about the open letter that has been sent to that has been printed in a paper in France and was directed to the government of France, asking for drastic changes in the country. This letter was actually signed by active soldiers, I believe around 1,000, and among them 20 retired generals. It was published on the 21st of April, which is by no means a coincidence when we add to that it was also the date, the 60th anniversary of a failed coup d'etat in France. It was the day that some general did a putsch against General de Gaulle because they didn't want the independence of Algeria at the time. So all of this is not a coincidence and speak very much for, let's say, a kind of threatening timing. Before talking about the content, I think it's worth mentioning that Florence Parly, who is the Minister of the Armed Forces, said, after having read the letter, that two immutable principles guide the action of members of the military with regard to politics: neutrality and loyalty. Why that? And we can come now to the content of the letter. It is a warning, according the one who wrote this letter, about the dangers that faced by France, about its disintegration. Even so, no fear of using some very strong words. And I think everybody would agree by saying that one of the main reasons for this disintegration in their eyes is Islamism and the hordes of the banlieue. The banlieue are the poor suburbs around the cities in France, and most of the time in those banlieues you will find people that are religiously linked to Islamism, not necessarily extremism, but this is a topic on its own. So they are also mentioning the attacking of statues and other specifics of French history. So there is also some kind of refusal to want to put into question anything that has been done in the past. And they also talk very clearly about what they say is a risk of civil war if this growing chaos isn't stopped. It gives also, by the same token, the entire responsibility of potential death during this potential civil war to the actual government. What was the reaction to the letter? I think it's always difficult to speak with statistics because they happen to be very often not very accurate. But according the poll that has been done after this letter, 58% of the people asked are in favor of this letter, which is really a very high number. That being said, the government is absolutely ready to take sanctions against all the active members who signed the letter, because in the military rules of France, you do have a clause that states that people in the military have obviously the right to have their own opinion and religious beliefs, but all of this has to be in the private sphere, and they are asked to keep in a way discreet when it comes then to the public sphere, which is, by writing such a letter, obviously a breach of that clause. They also got the support of Marine Le Pen, who is part of what is considered a far-right party in France, and it is obviously seen as an attempt to work already on her campaign for the next presidential race, which is already taking place next year. She actually called the general to join her in the Battle of France. So all of this is, of course, has to be seen as something very theoretical, because obviously nobody in France ever thought, even for one second, that this letter is really going to lead to any coup or any civil war or anything. It is basically a letter stating and showing how unhappy many people are, and specifically in this case in the military. There will be consequences, and Jean Castex, who is the Prime Minister of France, said that this text opposed to all our Republicans' principles to honor to the duties of the army. The generals involved only represent themselves. So eventually there will be sanctions. They will maybe send to early retirement, which has also at the end financial consequences. But there are also other parties in France that think that these kind of sanctions are by no far enough, considering the offense, and that there should be also some penal sanction. In this letter, one could also see that they basically think that the actual government is doing nothing in order to fight extremism in the country, which is not completely accurate. And that depends very much, of course, on who you would ask. But for some people, Macron, President Macron, does too much, and for other people he does not enough. But the fact is that some new rules and some new laws have been made or are in the making, and there is definitely a lot going on. And it is also important that this problem of the banlieue, of the extremist, that all of these issues are dealt with, because obviously it is not something that can or should be underestimated. And in France, one hears quite regularly about attacks, not lately, not very big attacks, luckily, but still attacks that take place from time to time and that are directly linked to religious beliefs or religious issues. So this is definitely something that has been already on the agenda of the actual government, but obviously was not taken as dramatically said in the letter as a potential civil war situation or disintegration of the entire country. This is definitely going a step further. But the fact is that President Macron is today in a delicate position, because for some he does too little and for others he does too much.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.